This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. There's our missing senator right there. So this meeting is called to order this afternoon. This is the first meeting of the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee of the 97th Legislative Session. I want to thank everybody who's here today to witness and to testify, and I also want to thank South Dakota Public Broadcasting for broadcasting this committee this afternoon. So we have a couple of pages, I understand, and so it's tradition, and it's a good one, that we have our pages come up. I don't care what you say. You can tell me your name if you'd like, or I don't care if you just want to read a little bit of the novel that you're reading right now. I'm okay with that, too, but please come out and have something to say to this committee and to the people.
I'm Dylan Unzelman from Hartford, and my plans in the future are to join the military.
That's a good. My name is Glenn Nichols. I'm from Huron. I plan to go to USD for political science after I graduate, and I am actually already in the military. I went to basic this summer for the National Guard.
Well, thank you. So, yeah, I guess you were selected for this committee on purpose, weren't you?
Yeah, I actually I requested to be in this committee today, so.
Thank you. Okay, so what novel are you reading?
No
other
novel.
Other than physics.
No novel right now, but.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming today. So I'd like to point out that I would like to run these committees a little bit differently because I see the questions and answers through the chair is a little bit cumbersome, in my opinion. So if a senator has the floor and they're discussing an issue with the person who's offering testimony, I would like you to consider that you have the floor until you're done with your questioning and answering. I just think it'll go so much smoother rather than, Mr. Committee Chair, go ahead, Mr. Committee Chair, please, and so on. So let's just, if there are no objections, I would like to run it that way and see how well it goes. All right, so I would like to remind everybody, including myself, to turn off your cell phones so that we don't have any interruptions. And at this time, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Zickman?
Here.
Castleberry?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. So we have a quorum, and any person who wishes to testify today, be sure to sign this document that so that we have your name and who you're representing. So if you do have handouts, and I think we might, then be sure to hand those out to our pre-military pages, and I'm sure they'll follow orders properly and distribute them to the committee members. So today it's our first meeting. We will go through these hearings, I think, fairly quickly. And we'll start today with Senate Bill 41, which is written up as revise the appropriation for the construction of a National Guard Readiness Center in Sioux Falls and to declare an emergency. This is Senate Bill 41, and are there any proponents at this time?
Mr. Chairman, Major General Jeff Marlette, Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard.
Welcome, General.
Thank you. And I believe you're aware, there is an amendment for this.
Mr. Chair,
I'd
like
Senator
to move Amendment 41A.
Second. Okay, so there's been an amendment introduced and a second. Is there any discussion on that amendment? Hearing none. All those in favor of addressing or accepting the amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none.
Okay.
The amendment is approved. And so, General, first of all, it's an honor to have you here. Second, I would like, if you're okay with it, and if the committee is okay with it, if you would address the bill with the amendment.
Yes, sir.
And what is the amendment number again?
41A.
Thank you.
Okay.
Proceed, sir.
Thank you. So Senate Bill 41A, as you know, we started a process last year for military construction for a new readiness center in Sioux Falls. And during the last session, we received $500,000 to start with the design money in state money and $15 million in federal spending authority. These projects are, of course, 25% state, 75% federal, and that's why the combination. So we did not honestly anticipate this bill to come totally forward this year. Then the governor's budget, she put in for another $500,000 to keep the process going. But when the National Defense Authorization dropped after the governor's budget address, they had inserted and moved this from 2024 to 2022, which brings then the need for us to come in for the rest of the money to put it into this year. And so you'll see the figures in there for that, and I'll get to that in a minute. There are two parts to this for you to consider, one being the amendment for the what is now $5,685,920 on the state side, and then up in the federal spending authority to $16,291,974. And so that's the project cost plus the design costs all in there. The last piece of it is we currently own 32.96 acres, and we circulated a map for all of you to be able to help understand this better. This is out on the end of Benson Road. We have what we call, it's a large maintenance facility out there, our MATE site. And we've had that parcel of land for quite a few years. And the city of Sioux Falls approached us and asked if we would consider trading them for some land that's also in that proximity. But they have some plans that would better fit them to have the 33 acres. And so what we put together is the 33 acres, 32.96 is on the right-hand side, that Benson Road parcel. It's kind of in purple. And what they want to trade us is this Bonson Avenue parcel, 38.88 acres. And the Bonson Avenue, I will tell you that is an under project currently under about to start off, should be built in 2022. So that'll tie into us. But so the Bonson Avenue parcel, again, it's in close proximity. But the what's of interest to us is that you can see that 51.21 acres of training land. That's a large gravel pit that that gentleman came to us and said, hey, I'm willing to let you utilize this. And so we have a long-time training lease on that as well. I think it was a dollar lease for us to be able to go out there and run around and do things. It's going to work good for us to be able to drive tracks out there. And then the right below the Bonson Avenue parcel, there's a yellow piece of land. And that's 43.8 acres. Approximately 10 years ago, there used to be an Armed Forces Readiness Center on Russell, not far from the Civic Center. And they vacated that, and the Guard took possession of it. One, if we ever needed it, but one, just to control the asset. And we eventually tore that down because there was a problem with homeless and different things going on. So that's leveled. And the city of Sioux Falls is also interested in that piece. And that would be an arrangement that's worked out through the Corps of Engineers. It doesn't involve the state legislature, but just so you're aware of it. So that in exchange for that, we pick up another 43.8 acres to go with that. And then the remaining 56.89 acres that you see, that is land that is zoned for drainage and in a manner that can't be built on, constructed on, but we can have access to train. So when all said and done, we're able to parlay that 32.96 acres into a very sizable piece of land there for us to build a readiness center on the Bonson Avenue parcel and then have access to the remaining pieces for training. Primarily, we would be doing dismounted type training or wheel vehicle training. We probably wouldn't be driving, I wouldn't say never, but we probably wouldn't be driving a lot of tracked vehicles out there. We'd do that in the training land in the gravel pit, but it allows us to have a really nice piece of land to be able to do. It also gives us a good visibility along I-29 for people to see our facility, which is always great for advertising and exposure, that they know we're out there doing things. So that's what is comprised of that. There is a piece in here in this bill for $255,262. That's they're calling it a plotting fee or a use fee from the city of Sioux Falls that we need to pay, and that would be 100% state. And that the city of Sioux Falls worked with us. That fee was, by their normal standard, was close to $800,000, and they, because they're willing to work with us, we brought that down to their bare minimum cost on that, and so that's where that $255,262 is. So if you were at the end of the day, if you were to do of the total project cost of the $21,977,894, it would be just slightly higher than 25% state because of that $255,000. It's like 25.8%, and the rest is all federal. So that's the gist of that project, and I would entertain any questions that anyone has on what we're trying to do there. I would just call your attention, lastly, to the fact that we are growing in the Sioux Falls area. One of our units, the Military Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, has grown by almost 50 positions, and we're putting an additional artillery firing battery in there of 117 positions. So that's the need for this new readiness center. Our current readiness center, located on the north end of the airport in Sioux Falls, is busting at the seams, and so we're excited about the opportunity to get another facility in Sioux Falls.
Thank you, General. I'm sure there will be questions for you. We'll have a point in time later in the meeting here for questions.
Okay.
So is there any other proponent testimony at this time? Anybody else who wishes to speak to this bill?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Justin Smith, attorney from Sioux Falls and the registered lobbyist for the Greater Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate this bill coming forward. The Sioux Falls Chamber has a long history of honoring our military. We appreciate the presence of the National Guard in Sioux Falls and would ask this committee to please give your favorable consideration and pass it on to Joint Appropriations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Is there any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 41? Seeing none, are there any opponents to the Senate bill? Okay, so seeing no opponents, then is there any discussion or is there any question among the committee? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stalzer.
I move that we forward this to Joint Appropriations with a due pass recommendation.
Well, thank you. It's seconded by Senator Zickman. Is there any comments on that motion?
This sounds like a win-win for the city of Sioux Falls and for the National Guard to give them the additional training space, and the city also to have some land in a commercial area that can be developed. So I think this is a very good program or project. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Senator Zickman. So I did hear extended briefing on this in the Joint Committee on Appropriations, and I do agree that this is a heck of a deal. So you've got a good staff, or somebody was good at negotiating, and I want to mention that I appreciate this, so I'm fully in support of this. So is there any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, the motion before us is to do pass with a referral to the Joint Committee on Appropriations on Senate Bill 41 as amended. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Zuckman?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
We have 5 of 5.
Okay, so So the motion as offered and amended, and the bill as amended, is hereby considered passed.
Okay.
Okay, well, we also have on our agenda the second bill today is Senate Bill 48. Are there any proponent testimonies?
Senator, again, my name is General Jeff Lombat, head of the General South Dakota National Guard.
Thank you, General.
Senate Bill 48, we just talked about military construction, which, as we say, my normal bill.
I'm sorry, there's my microphone. We normally get, if we're lucky, one every 5 or 6 years in traditional military construction. But there is also, there's a process we refer to as UMMC, or Unspecified Minor Military Construction. And these right now are capped at $4 million, max being 75% federal, 25% state. And they allow us to take and do some renovation or addition to our existing facilities. As many of you know, of our 23 armories readiness centers across the state, a large bulk of them are over 50 years old. And so what Senate Bill 48 does is proposes to put on about an 8,000 square foot addition to the Wagner facility. And this would be $1 million state, $3 million in federal. And that facility houses our 155th Engineer Company, and Wagner has been a long-standing community for us, and one that we, in our long-range plan, continue to be in Wagner, and it makes sense for us to take advantage of this program and put that on. And so the proposal before you is to support this project in Wagner.
Thank you, General. You may or may not know if there are other proponent testimonies. If not, you can just have a seat until there are any questions. Is there any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 48? Okay, hearing none. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 48? Seeing none. What I'll do at this time, seeing that there are no questions and no other discussion, I'll open up Senate Bill 48 to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Zickman.
Move approval.
Okay, Senator
Moving Senate Appropriations.
Yeah. Approval Senate Appropriations.
Joint
Appropriations.
You wanna go ahead and say that again one more time, Senator.
I move approval of the Senate's joint appropriations.
Thank you. So there, you've all heard the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Go ahead. Seconded by Senator Castleberry. Is there any discussion? Any questions or any discussion among the committee?
No, I think it's a you know, good deal. We need to do it. And sometimes I think they don't have enough money, but that's my feeling.
That was Senator Zickman. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, the motion for Senate Bill 48 is to do pass with referral to the Senate, now you have me on it, to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. So, the Secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
5 yeas.
House Bill 48 will be passed. Yeah, we are in the Senate. Thank you, Senator Stalzer. Senate Bill 48 goes down with a due pass recommendation to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. So our final bill of the day, it looks like we'll make that 4:45 time frame pretty well. So thank you for that. So Senate Bill 63 to revise the appropriation for road improvements to the State Veterans Cemetery to provide for ordinary operations of the cemetery and to declare an emergency. So at this time, I'll take proponent testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Aaron Pollard. I'm the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs. We're here today to seek your favorable support of Senate Bill 63. Just a brief history. Senate Bill 181 passed last year in the legislative session, which appropriated $1.5 million in general funds to the Department of Veterans Affairs for the purpose of improving the road that leads to the South Dakota Veterans Cemetery, which is Slip Up Creek Road, and a portion of 477th Avenue. In the fall of 2021, we had a now private donor who visited the cemetery, was impressed with the cemetery, but felt that they agreed that families shouldn't have to take a dirt road to get to the South Dakota Veterans Cemetery, so they donated $500,000 to the department this winter in support of that project. Senate Bill 63 would give the Department of Veterans Affairs $500,000 other fund authority to be used so that donation could be used towards the construction of the road, and then if any remaining funds are left over, ordinary operations at the cemetery. That is my brief explanation of Senate Bill 63, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Pollard. Is there any other proponent testimony?
Mr. Chair, this is Connie Johnson with the South Dakota Veterans Council. I'd like to address the committee.
Thank you. Say your name again, please.
Connie Johnson with the South Dakota Veterans Council.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you. Like I said, my name is Connie Johnson, and I am the president of the South Dakota Veterans Council. I would like to state on behalf of our voting members that we are, as a collective, stand with the Department of Veterans Affairs regarding Senate Bill 63, and we are hopeful for a favorable outcome regarding the revised appropriations for the road improvements to the state cemetery. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we have Mr. Smith approach, I wonder if is there any other internet testimony? Thank you. Just the one. Mr. Smith, did you wish to speak?
Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Justin Smith, attorney from Sioux Falls, registered lobbyist for the Greater Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. You had an opportunity to hear from me last year when the first appropriations bill came forward on the Veteran Cemetery. I'm very proud of the number of veterans that came before me and my family who now rest in National Veteran Cemeteries, not the least of which, greatest of which would probably be my father, who rests in the cemetery in Arlington, Texas. I'm proud personally and on behalf of the Chamber to rise in support of this bill because we personally view it as a great honor to the Sioux Falls area to host this veteran cemetery and our honored dead. We'd ask you to please pass this on to the Joint Appropriations Committee and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We're taking any additional proponent testimony at this time. Okay, seeing none, the time is available here for any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 63. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none. I guess at this time, then, I'll close public testimony and open the committee to discussion and or questions. Senator Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we forward this to the Joint Appropriations Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So the motion is to refer Senate Bill 63 with a due pass recommendation to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. That motion has been seconded by Senator Smith. Comments?
Yes, since Senate Bill 181 was my bill last year, and Senator Zeigman and I were involved in the discussions for the endowment fund, which led to this donor going and visiting the cemetery and deciding to make the extra donation. This bill would allow the any possible overruns on the cost of the cemetery road or Slip-Up Creek Road to be covered by this. And I think since it was a donation specifically because of the cemetery and its road, that it's only appropriate that any additional monies left out of this would go to the ongoing costs associated with the cemetery. Particularly, there are some issues some of the veterans would have liked to seen in the original plans that because of total costs were left out, and this would be a good source of money for the department to maintain the cemetery and maybe make a few improvements. So with that, I would ask for your support.
Is there any other comment, any other discussion, Senator Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of rambling comments. I apologize for the mask, but I don't apologize for the mask. This is my first day off the COVID disabled list, and I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for the people around me. And so that's number one. Number two, COVID, I don't know if anything in my lifetime that caused more disruption in life. And the number of people that we have lost, that we have known, relatives, friends. But it did do some good things. And one of the good things is we sure got a lot of cash. More than I've ever seen and probably more than we'll ever see. And I know I'm a Republican. I'm going to say something that sounds like I'm from a different party. But by golly, I think we got it. We need to spend it. The old adage, you got them, smoke them. And I think there's a reason why, you know. And this is an investment. And the two bills before this, these are investments that long after a few of us are gone, people are going to be benefiting from what we do now. You know, the old statement that politicians are worried about the next election and statesmen are worried about the next generation. And I've said this before in this committee, and a couple of you people have heard me say this over and over again. My life was shaped by the World War II generation. It's what I saw. It's what I grew up with. My dad, my uncles, the fathers of all my friends. And I didn't need to learn civics or patriotism in a book. I saw it in the faces and the voices of people who put their lives on the line, citizen soldiers. And, you know, I know we've talked about the two bills before, but this one really tugs at the heartstrings simply because we put so much money in the living, and I think it's only appropriate that we put it in with the dead. You know, the day of the dedication at the cemetery in Sioux Falls was a wonderful event. People in the state would have been proud to be there. I know you spoke. And I was mindful of the fact that so many of the people sitting on that hillside watching the presentation were Vietnam War vets. And they knew this was going to be home. You couldn't help but get emotional thinking they know this is their final resting place. And so that's the great thing about this, that there are appropriate entryways into their final resting place. And because I want the next generation, the Pages, and all the people who come after that, to be able to go to a cemetery and say, these are the people responsible for me living free. A lot of people talk about it. These people did it. And so my charge to all young people is always, always appreciate the sacrifices for not only the people that you know, but the millions that you have never known because they've gone on before us. And I'm sorry I'm going to get a little political in this, but I'm going to. One of the great disappointments that's happening now happens to be the loose talk about secession and the Civil War. The loose talk of it. Those people don't understand history and what a Civil War is. And there needs to be a more of an understanding among people, listening to people, trying to figure all of this out before there's a quick call, before there's a quick call to do something that we've done before, 1861 to 1865. And we owe it. We owe it. All of us owe it to the people who are in those cemeteries, veteran cemeteries, who fought to keep this country unified. We ought to take all those people who are calling for secession and Civil War, we ought to take them through cemeteries and say, look, look what these people did to keep us unified. So I'll get off my soapbox right now, but I love whenever we take care of veterans, disabled or deceased. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Smith, Senator Zicknd. I knew that when three words were put together, cemetery, veteran, and road, that you would have something to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, you're right. And it's very personal with me, but it's very passionate on all three. I just wanted to make the comment on all three, which is the road and the cemetery and also the endowment. There's a lot of people that have been involved with this project, all the way from the department to the Veterans Council, to, you know, the legislators, et cetera, and to the city of Sioux Falls, who donated the 60 acres in which we could place that cemetery. That road needs to be finished, and it'll be quite a bit of road to the north that after the completion of this first section, past the cemetery, past the road to the cemetery, that road is going to have to be somehow finished to the next spot to the north. And we hope that some of those funds can come in different ways or whatever support that we can get finishing that northern part. I'd like to thank also to we were directed by the legislature to have an endowment fund to raise $3 million by 2023. That has been finished. We have now about 3.075, roughly in that area. And thanks, big part, to a lot of different groups, including T. Denny Sanford and Company. T. Denny donated to us $2.1 million for the endowment, $500,000. And I'm not afraid to say his name because they have donated. And $500,000 to the road. And all three of us that are sitting here, including Senator Smith, had a part in trying to get those funds to get finished for the $3 million. We put that $3 million on the back of veterans to get it there, on the back of veterans. That should have never been done. We have the money. And those dollars should have been, a lot of those dollars should have been appropriated toward that project, but we are what we are. Of course, the government gave us 6.9. But I want to thank everybody here, including everybody in the audience, and for getting that going and started. It's a great project. So I just wanted to make some of those comments, Mr. Chair, give credit to where credit is due, because it's been everybody working together to get that project going, and it's going to have to take a lot of people and everybody to get that road done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Zicknd and Senator Smith. I'm telling you right now, it would be a good idea for you to plan to speak on these bills when they come before the Joint Committee. I would just give you a little reminder. Perhaps you can find some time to testify before that committee. So, hearing no, that there is no further discussion or questions, the motion before us is do pass Senate Bill 63 with
with a referral to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Zuckman.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
5 yeas.
So Senate Bill 63 has been passed with the referral to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. So before we adjourn, that is all the business before this committee this evening. So thank you to everybody for your comments. And I want to thank Mr. Pollard and Major General Marlette for coming today. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Senator Zuckman, do you have more to say, sir? Okay. Is there any opposition? Hearing none. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.